The gift of knowledge works similarly in the fact that God gives you information that you did not know. All right, so I'm going to just tell you a little bit of how that gift works in my life. So I have this gift, and it's not a secret. It's something a lot of you know, that when I touch a baby for the first time, I see gifts in their life. And it's something I've been doing for 40 years, and it's amazing when you see these children grow up with these gifts. And it's not like simple things. Sometimes I'll see an artwork. I don't see like their whole life. I don't see all their spiritual gifts. I see usually it's a talent or a gift inside of them. And I will pray for a child and say, oh, this child is going to be great at math. I say, how do you know that? This baby can't even say goo-goo yet. This baby's still on a bottle. This baby doesn't even know how to hold its eyes in one place yet. And you're telling me it's going to be good at math? And you watch him grow up. It's incredible to watch that. One little girl, it scared me when I said it out loud. I said, oh, my goodness, her vocabulary is going to be broader than her parents. And her dad's a teacher. I said, her vocabulary is going to be broader than her parents. When she's a little girl, we know this little girl. She's a grown woman now. And when this little girl was 8, 9 years old, you almost needed a dictionary to talk to her. Because no one knew where this came from, because this little girl was using words that no child, that none of us adults even knew what half of them were. And she couldn't even read yet. But she had all these words inside of her that started coming out. It's amazing. Whenever I held my granddaughter Macy for the first time, I didn't know my daughter Brittany was worried about her growing up. Brittany said, Lord, just don't let her die on my watch. Just let me hold on to her until she gets grown. That was her fear. I didn't know any of that about her. I didn't know she was scared about that. And when I held my granddaughter for the first time, Brittany said, okay, Dad, I know you see something. Tell me what you see. It was like as soon as she had that baby, she wanted me to hold that baby. And I didn't say anything at first because I was enjoying being a papa for the first time. And I was holding her, and Brittany was getting nervous. She said, Dad, did you see something? I mean, she was really kind of getting a little nervous that I wasn't saying anything. I said, yeah, but I don't understand it. I see a grown woman with long curly hair, and she is running like the wind. She's running like the wind. My granddaughter Macy will turn 16 in 2 weeks, and she's on the track team, and she can outrun every girl in the school, and only one boy can outrun her. Only one boy. She is one of the fastest runners they've ever seen. How can I see that as a baby? I told when I held my granddaughter Brooklyn the first time, I told Brittany, I said, I see her singing in a microphone, and there's thousands of people in the room, and she is singing her heart out. Well, we will all tell you that Brooklyn has a musical gift, unlike only her Nana has a gift similar to this. Brooklyn can walk, you can take her shopping all day long, and she can get in the car and sing every song back to you that she heard in the mall. And she only heard it once. We'll ask her, where did you hear that? Oh, I heard that in JCPenney's. Or I heard that over in TJ Maxx. And she'll sing every song, and she knows the verses and everything. Even when they do chord progression, she'll go dun, 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 dun. She'll do all of that. It's one of the most amazing things we've ever witnessed in our life. And how can I see that? That's a word of knowledge. I saw that when she was a tiny little baby, just a few hours old in my arms, and now she is living. She just turned 14, and guess what she has? She has her own little studio, recording studio, because music is her thing. No surprise to God, and no surprise to us, because the Lord saw that. And I got stories after stories. I could tell you things like that all day long. I've said to children before, this child's going to be left-handed. Is there anybody left-handed in your family? And they'd say, everybody in our family's left-handed. Well, I didn't know that at the time. Little things like that. A word of knowledge is when God gives you information that you did not know. And it's not something you could have learned. Pastor Adam Bauer, who's spoken here before, I love Adam Bauer. He's come up in a different side of Pentecost. He doesn't know anything. He's not really a Pentecostal. He is spirit-filled. He's come up in one of the schools up in the northern region. He's from Pennsylvania. And his Pentecostal school is I don't even know who his mentors are. He's more kind of out of Bethel and some of those guys maybe a little bit, but not really. I mean, he's kind of got his own school of thought. He grew up a Methodist, and when he got filled with the Holy Spirit, he didn't know what to do with it, so he just did everything wrong, and now it's all working for him. So he's just kind of invented a whole new way of doing it. So he said, we're not going to have altar calls. We're going to have the altar call in the middle of the sermon. So he doesn't know that, you know, he didn't grow up in a church where they had altar calls, and he doesn't have one at his church. So I go there, and he says, he wanted me to do a diagnostic for him for his church. That means I come in and analyze all of his systems and those kinds of things. And so I was doing that for him. And so I said, well, tell me about your altar culture. He said, well, we do it in the middle of the service. I said, what do you mean the middle of service? He said, well, before service, all of our prophets get together and pray, and they bring us words of knowledge. And then they come out, and we read them off of a list, and we get up in the middle of the service, and that's what he did. He said, by the way, here's our list this morning from our prophets, and he read off, if any of this applies, you need to get up now and go to the back. And they have a room back there with people ready to pray for you. He hasn't even preached yet. I mean, it's unusual. He said, and by the way, if you have any other need, I want you to go back there. Well, I'm analyzing his systems. I got to check this thing out, or I can't write up my report. So I mosey on back. Nobody knows who I am, you know. I just mosey on back there with the rest of them, and this girl takes my name and makes me sit on this couch. And then she says, okay, Brian, you're next. So I get up, and I don't know what to expect, really. I go over there, and I think, well, I've got to have something to pray for. So I thought, well, I'll pray for my daughter, Brittany, because she told me last week she was worried about something. So I'll just pray for my daughter, Brittany, if they ask me something. So I go over there, and I sit down, and there's this girl on the other side of the table. It's like these kiosk-looking things, not rooms, but like dividers, like at an office place. So it's just this one little chair facing another chair, and I sit down. This girl is 21 years old. She says, can I have your hand? I'm thinking, okay, here we go. I was ready for anything, you know. I've been a Pentecostal my whole life. I think I've seen it all. At least I've seen things you shouldn't have been able to see. I've seen things you can't forget, I'll tell you that. So this girl takes my hand and she says, oh, I see you're here for your daughter. I went, what? I mean, she had me. I was blown away at this. And she says, I see that she's worried about this. Well, here's the scripture the Lord wants her to read, and here's the song that he wants to sing to her. You call her today, and you tell her to read this scripture and play this song, and that everything's going to be okay. I'm telling you, I've never seen a gift operate that plainly in my life. I mean, I've heard a lot of things that sounded like it might could have been in the ballpark, but that girl nailed it on the head. That is the gift of knowledge. When the Holy Spirit is giving you information that you do not have, it's a very practical gift.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Okay, the other one is in this Revelation category is the discerning of spirits. Now that is the ability to perceive the source behind spiritual activity. Now, that's not a gift you want to have. If you have that gift, you're going, Lord, I wanted the one of miracles, and I got this one instead, because, you know, you see things that, you see people, you kind of see through things. You see the source of the spiritual source that's operating behind when people. Now, I have to tell you, you have to be very careful not to get judgmental with this gift, because this gift will make a judge out of you, and judgmentalism is a sin. So this gift can cause you to sin if you don't use it right, all right? Because it is a gift that causes you to know how to pray. It causes you to know how to deal with things. It causes you to know how to accept things and not accept things. It shows you who to shield people from. Now, a lot of people that, I can point out people in this room that I know operate strongly in this gift. And all of those, and those gifted people every now and then will come up and say, and they don't tell me much. They'll just say, be careful over there. And that's all I need to know, because I believe them. And so I'm careful, because they saw something I didn't see. Now, I'm going to be honest with you something about myself. I wish I had this gift. I wish it was stronger. I'm not saying it never operates, but I'm kind of naive. And I'm going to be honest with you about that. I just love everybody. I just want everybody to be happy. And I just really believe in people. Sometimes to the point of it almost getting crucified. But I just believe in people. I have grace for people. And sometimes even when I know that they're acting up, I just want to say, oh, God, well, you're going to help them anyway. You're going to help them. If there's a way I can help them, I know you're going to help them anyway. So I need people around me, and I married one. So I need people around me who can see that. I'm telling you, the redhead, ooh, Lord, don't you try to pull anything over on the redhead. I'm telling you, she's got that gift. She's got that gift, and she's the one where you get in the car and says, mm-mm, boy, no more. I don't want to see you talking over there anymore. That's not going to happen. I saw right through that. I can tell you what that is, and that's not for you. I said, all right, thank you, baby. I needed to hear that. So God has to put these people in my life to keep me in the straight and narrow, because I'll just be hugging on the wrong people. And it's just because I like to love everybody. And you, how many know in this today's world, you just can't hug everybody anymore? You might want to, but you got to be careful, because somebody is going to set you up if you're not careful. So you need the spirit of discernment and people with the spirit of discernment around you, because you don't get every gift. And that is why we are synergistic. That is why all the gifts are put together in the body of Christ.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.